Today we're going to talk about manifesting orgasms on the Friend of a Goddard podcast. Odds are this is not what you think it's going to be. But fair warning, in case you got some little ones in the car and you don't want them to hear about the big O word and so on. It's really going to be pretty much a G-rated episode, but with a lot of OGs, oh my's, inside. So I invite you to do what you wish, to imagine what you want to right now, as we dive deep into the Neville Goddard podcast. My name is Mr. 2020. It is the 11th of May, 7:36 a.m. God, I've got a delightful day in front of me, a singing lesson with the amazing Alessandra. Email me if you want to find out more about her. And a cool conversation with my friend Mike Brignac. I just love Mikey. What a good guy. But let's dive in. So, you can't do math while having an orgasm. Write that down, because this insight might totally transform your entire life. Because you can't do math while having an orgasm. And a lot of people torture themselves every single day with math. Oh my God. You see, I didn't like it in school, I'll be honest. Yeah, I found a lot of the advanced math quite boring. Like, I didn't understand why I needed to learn trigonometry or they couldn't give me a good reason. I enjoyed trigonometry and so on because I got to sit behind a girl with lovely legs. And it's like, right, yo, legs equal triangles. I've just allowed my mind to wander to something wonderful. Now, what happens with most people is they don't let their mind wander to something wonderful. Especially once they get married. Because for a lot of people, when they get married, life becomes about math. How much time you spend at work, how little you spend with her. Oh, I probably just offended someone. More on that later. How much money we have in the bank, who spends too much money, who spends not enough. If only you made more. Only if you spent less. Anyway, how long has it been since we've had the sex or an orgasm, right? How often? How long does it last? You see, math can drive you nuts. And I'm not against math, but I am very pro-orgasm. But here's what I notice. People are addicted to math. They really are. And what a lovely way, actually what a weaponized way, to organize your experience with maths. Because here's what happens. When you're having an orgasm, you can't do math. So an old fella taught me that years ago. His name was Elwood. And I have no idea why Elwood told me that. But I just let it determine a lot of my life. Not just with girls, but with everyone and all that I do. Because when you're really here now, when you're really here now, listen to me. Hear the sound of my voice. When you're really here now, ooh, the vibration, the stillness, the yumminess of you and your experience get to dance. And so here now is what I do with Victoria. You know, we got married when we were middle-aged. We both had relationships and relationships before. And we have the opportunity every day to invite each other to less and less math, to more and more orgasms, not just in bed, but anywhere where we choose to rest in the moment, to cuddle in to who we are, to stop settling for what can I add to this experience? What do I need to take away from this experience to be happy? Anyway, two are better than one, aren't they? Meanwhile, I invite you to experience more orgasms and less math. So it's autumn here in Australia, and I'm falling for it. And I'm watching right now a leaf fall from the pear trees. They were so much more glorious a week ago when they were red and all those leaves were up there. You see, I'm subtracting from my experience right now by adding in a judgment about what they look like now versus what they looked like then. We don't have to add in a judgment. I can just invite myself to enjoy. There's always an invitation to experience the perfection. Period. Without math. Without a need for math. Here we are. You could let this give to all your manifesting. Because when you truly surrender yourself to a state, you don't got to make a bunch of statements justifying or explaining anything. You don't have to motivate yourself to move forward. You get to explore the dance that you are right now. If you're getting gold, I invite you to explore with us in Remarkable. You can do that at joinremarkable.com. It's pretty cool. I'll give you some other things you may want to do as well. But for right now, I invite you to just do something cool. Allow yourself to experience less math as we go into the silence. Oh my God, I've got two problems as we end this episode. Number one, I should have defined orgasm. Orgasm defined as lack of math. Lack of need for math. And the other bit, God, I used some gender-specific pronouns. So years ago, I put together a cool little course on relationships. It was just a simple little course. And I shared my experience. And I used the word her. There's me and there's she. There's him and there's her. I just shared my experience. You can apply it however you want to. And I've had people recently get offended over a 13-year-old product. And they tell me, you know, I really need to be much more aware of the words that I use because words have power. And I go, wow. You're hearing my stuff in a way that has you tell me to subtract from what I've done to try to add to your experience and creating division. Oh, the amount of division in the world just keeps multiplying, doesn't it? It doesn't have to. That's entirely up to you. My name is Mr. 2020, and you can settle for a math-based experience, or you can enjoy many more endless orgasms. All right, I'm just going to keep it today at this. Dive deeper, soar higher. JoinRemarkable.com. See ya.